Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representatives with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, we are. We're back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any show that you ever missed over the 5 years we've been on the radio, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the end, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Michael, we have a couple of callers. We have, I have a little birdie tells me on my phone.
That's okay, so who's on the line?
So we have Elaine calling in from Lehigh Valley for a quick call to
Elaine.
And then we have Gabe on the line, and we have to throw out your trivia, too.
Okay.
All right, so let's take Elaine.
Elaine!
Hi, Elaine!
Hello, Liz. Hello, Mike. And it's great to be on this show.
Hi, Elaine.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Elaine is also a member of our group of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind.
No kidding. So she's an ACB-er also.
Yes, that is true.
That's
and
nice.
I also had to follow one of the previous callers, Jeanette, because she's my sister, and I couldn't let her make the call in without me doing the same. I have always just followed her.
The plot thickens, Elaine. That's funny.
My question for Liz, I too lost all of my vision, although I was low vision as a child, and through my teens, I gradually lost vision. But Liz, what was the hardest aspect of losing your vision for you? Was it, I don't even remember, did you drive a car? Was it losing the ability to read print? Was it being able to see faces and body language and all of that? What do you think was the hardest aspect of vision loss?
Elaine, that's an awesome question, and way to always bring me to cry. Thank you. I think the loss of independence and the feeling of being helpless in certain situations, that they're like looking through a catalog, for example, Pampered Chef catalog or something along those lines, trying to figure out what everything is, but I can't do it myself. That is beyond frustrating for me, and I still struggle with that. But out of everything, the hardest thing for me has been not being able to see my son's face as he gets older. He was only 8 years old when I lost my sight, and he was, you know, he only came up to the middle of my chest at that time, and now he towers over me by a foot, and I can't picture that aging process of what he will look like now. So I just picture his giant body with his cute little 8-year-old face on it. But I think that's been the hardest thing, is not being able to physically see the maturity and the face of my pride and joy. That's been one of the most challenging things for me, or even closure with certain things. For example, death. When my grandmother died or my brother died, I wasn't able to see them like I did when I had my sight. So it doesn't feel like it was actually final, like it used to be when I could see. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, Liz,
yes,
you're the first
very much
person.
So. And not being a mother, I don't have that mother's heart that you do, but I have certainly probably lost all my vision like 20 years ago, and I still picture everybody 20 years younger, including myself. I don't even know that I have gray hair until somebody tells me. And I think it's true, your life just kind of stops when you lose that vision as far as picturing people, trying to imagine what they look like now.
Yes, it is an adventure, that's for sure.
That's true, and it's also when you're blind and you're shaving, like myself, I have to shave and I'm blind. That's pretty interesting, too, when you're shaving your face and you're blind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can't quite say
I understand
that, Michael, but I can appreciate what you're trying to say.
Well, thank you, Elaine. We have another caller that would like to say hello, and we appreciate you calling in. We hope you continue to listen every Sunday night.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Elaine.
Goodbye.
Now we have Gabe. Gabe, where are you calling from, Gabe?
Well, guess what? I am not calling from Vancouver, Washington. I'm actually calling from about 2,000 miles east from Vancouver. I'm actually calling from a small town called Everett, Michigan.
Oh, you're calling from Michigan? What are you doing in Michigan?
Yeah, Chris said Everett, Michigan. Well, I said, wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Are you visiting? Are you visiting there or you moved there?
Well, you know what? I'm visiting my grandma, who I call Mima, and my grandpa, who I call Papa. And guess what?
What?
Just, I believe, on Friday was actually Mima's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Mima.
Happy birthday, Mima.
You know
I'll tell her that you all said that, and we all celebrated her birthday. We we went out to eat, and guess what? Hopefully she doesn't mind me telling you guys this, but she is turning 60 this year.
Wow, what a great age.
I know. Well, you know what? I can't believe that because, you know, I just remember 10 years ago when she turned 50. Now she's already 60. I have no idea how that happened.
Well, I hope you enjoy your visit with them.
You know what? I've been enjoying it a lot because they actually have a pool and they live right by a lake. So I've been swimming a lot since I've been here.
That sounds really great.
Gabe?
Yes?
You sound older.
You sound like you're getting older, Gabe.
Yep, I hear the voice changing.
Well, I knew you were going to say that. I was just telling my mom, I cannot believe I'm already almost 16 already. How did that happen?
I don't know. And how old were you the first time you called in? 12?
Like 12.
The first time I called in, I believe, you know what, you're right, I was 12.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Are you still going? Are you taking online classes at the Washington School for the Blind, or are you going back to campus?
That is a good question. So, you know what? We were going to have in-person learning after September 1st, because that's the first day of school. But guess what? We are actually going to have online learning at least till November, I heard.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
Well, you stay safe, Gabe, and it's so wonderful that you called, and happy birthday again to your Mima, and also hello to your mom. All right, honey?
Okay.
We have to go. We were going to go to break now, Gabe, and you call in again, all right? Stay well.
Stay well, Gabe. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We're back! Oh yeah, we're back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And by the way, if you don't know what you're listening to, you just turn the dial in your car and turn the dial. So what is this show all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. Love you to listen. Love you to call in. If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
Oh, I feel like I just introduced this gentleman like last night. It's so fast. Well, I'd like to welcome back our friend Peter Cucciavi. And for those of you who don't know, Peter is the Senior Manager of Accessibility at the Accessibility Center of Excellence at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Welcome back, Peter.
Hi, thank you so much. Good to be back on.
And before we go on, I just want to make sure that Allison, are you there?
No. So we don't know who that is. Welcome to the 21st century. So that person's going to have to be muted, Peter. I don't know who it is.
Oh, no.
Okay. All righty. So welcome back, and tell us what's new at Spectrum and how you've been.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to be back here and back on the grid, as I know you guys always like to pick on me for. I like to run off into the wilderness for chunks at a time.
And talk to wild cows, yeah?
That's right. There were some wild cows in the mountains in the Sierra Nevadas as well. Well, you know, I wanted to touch base again, just with the listeners. I know that sometimes people don't have a chance to be on every week, so
right,
and don't listen to the archived recordings. So I just wanted to remind everybody that Spectrum, a telecommunications company that has service areas across the nation, offers accessibility functionality and accessibility features with all of its products that you would expect. So if you're hopping online to pay your bill, those websites are accessible with screen readers like JAWS, VoiceOver, NVDA, and products like the set-top box and cable services offer guide narration or talking text-to-speech software that you can use to navigate those fully accessibly. And lately, we've been talking a lot about Spectrum Access. Now, Spectrum Access is an innovative product for us that we brought to market, and we're really excited about it. I wanna give another announcement about Spectrum Access or bring some attention to it before I tell you about something new. So Spectrum Access is an app that you can download from the App Store, and it's just called Spectrum Access if you type it in. And what it allows you to do is you can take the application on the go, regardless of where you are. If the movie exists in the Spectrum Access library, you can also pair it with the movie that you're watching on your television. So let's say, for instance, if you've decided to watch a particular movie on TV, pull it up on the Spectrum Access app, download the audio description track, and you're ready to synchronize. So just hit that sync button on the screen, and you've got audio description content right there in your pocket. So it's really incredible. It's free to all users. You don't have to even be a Spectrum customer to enjoy the app for free. So just wanted to circle back around to that. And
Peter?
This time yeah.
Peter, I'm just going to zoom in our conversation for 1 second. Just to tell you that Allison is now on. So anytime Wonderful. You like to talk Great. To her, your colleague is on.
Perfect. That's All right. perfect timing.
All right.
So I'm just about to introduce Spectrum Local. So a lot of our Spectrum customers rely on Spectrum for local news in their areas. And Spectrum Local is our Spectrum News app that allows you to really get a customizable experience for your local news. And you can find, as I understand it, any of the local news. So if you're in Florida, you can even get local news from New York right there in the application. And we're sticking to our promise of working in the born accessible philosophy into all of our new applications that we bring to market. So even though the application itself is not accessibility centered, we wanted to make sure that it worked for blind and visually impaired customers. If you're using Zoom or VoiceOver, or if you're using an Android device, then we're talking about TalkBack on those devices as well. So it's accessible with those accessibility features. And I want to introduce Allison to give us a little bit of a broader picture about the Spectrum News local app and how it came to be and what it's doing for our customers.
Well, welcome, Allison.
Welcome, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
This is Allison Hellman. Yes.
It is. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Of course. So just to take a step back, Spectrum Networks is a group of 30-plus
news networks that are across 9 states. And we deliver local news that's essential to our communities. Some of the states that we're in are New York, Florida, we're in Tampa and Orlando, North Carolina, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, Kentucky, California. And our news and storytelling helps connect our communities. And this app was just an extension of that product. And through this app, we have more content that could be delivered to more people. And as Peter said, there's the TV feature, the network in the app, and you could watch any of the local stations in the app, which is a really exciting feature that we have going.
That's very...
Is there any more that you want to share?
Please do.
We're waiting
for you. Okay, I'll go for it. And you guys interrupt me at any time.
We were waiting for you to tell us more.
Yeah, so the app is, it's really an interesting product. It's an all-in-one product. So we have the linear feed, but we also have hired more reporters. So there's more boots on the ground and more reporting. We have a great weather product. And we also found a lot through our research that people wanted multiple sources of news. So we've partnered with local publications and websites to offer a deeper look in everyone's communities. And there's video, there's text, and there's podcasts. So really something for everyone. And we've been really excited about the launch. And you could download it at the App Store on iOS or on Android.
I'd like to interrupt you. If anybody would like to speak to Allison or Peter, now's the time to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Peter about Spectrum, now's the time. You want to talk to Allison about Spectrum, now's the time. 407-894-1680. Go ahead,
Allison. I actually have a question, if it's okay to pop in here.
Absolutely.
For Peter, with the Spectrum Access app, now you said that it's something you download and it syncs with whatever you're watching on the TV. So say I have a DVD that is not audio described and the movie is in the vault, so to speak, for Spectrum Access. How exactly does that sync up with the TV and the current playing process the visual aspect that the rest of the people in the room would be seeing?
Of course, that's a great question. So the way it works is it's really going to use the microphone on your device to identify where you are in that film. And so it's able to recognize what the movie or show is, identify exactly where you are in that movie and show, and place you at that point in the audio description track as well. So then you can just put an earbud in your ear if you'd like and have the audio description piping into the earbud in synchronicity with what you're watching. So you would just play the DVD, have the sound channeling out through whatever your speakers are, and you do want to use speakers and not have it on headphones right away so that your microphone is able to cooperate with that sound and get you synchronized. But you just do it just like you're watching, your Spectrum On Demand content. Just play it and then sync on your phone after you've downloaded the audio description track and you're ready to go. It really is a quick process.
If, say, you have to pause the DVD potty break, for us with small bladders, or you want to get a snack, when you pause the DVD, does it then pause in the middle of the Spectrum Access app as well?
That's a fantastic question. So that's currently an existing caveat, if you will. If you need to pause and run off to grab popcorn or something like that, one thing you could do is, of course, you could bring your device with you, your phone, and continue listening to the audio description because it's also playing the content of the movie. And so you're also hearing the content of the movie and the audio description on your iPhone. So you could walk away with that iPhone and continue listening and watching.
Or, of course, if you pause it on your television or on your DVD, you'll then have to resynchronize when you come back.
Okay. And is that something
if it continued to stay synchronized, it would really drain your battery and your data, and you don't want that. So, we're keeping it at a manual process, really to save on your battery life and your data life too.
And is that something that you can do on an iPad as well as an iPhone, or is
That's
it limited
correct.
To
yep.
the phone itself?
No, it's any iOS device. We're starting development on Android right now as well, so we're hoping that'll be ready soon. But, yeah, any iOS device, iPad, iPhone, will do.
Fantastic. Her Royal Blind just learned new things, so thank you.
That's funny.
You're a riot, Liz.
Liz, you're something.
Thanks,
Peter,
Liz.
Tell us more, Peter.
I want to hop back over to what Allison was talking about and bring a little more attention to our Spectrum News application. You know, you might be typing in Spectrum News into your search edit field already to download the application. And, you know, I've given it a shot with VoiceOver, which is what I use on an iPhone. It's a really great experience, I think. There's a couple of small accessibility bugs that are being worked out for heading navigation on the iPhone in particular. But I mention that really to say that, you know, the moment that we hear about accessibility bugs or glitches that are happening, our team is on it and working with developers right away to get that fixed for the next release. So we're always trying to keep those applications running smoothly, and we love hearing from you guys about what your experience is. But I really had a great experience on there. The only thing, you know, that I would say is with the weather, sometimes the radar charts, and we all know that, those of us who are screen reader users, that, you know, the world of getting some certain charts to accessibility standards is still not perfect. But the rest of the features on the application work really well with VoiceOver. I think it's just a great way to keep yourself informed on the go. You can get articles, you can get videos, I think it's just a fantastic thing, especially for those that I talk to when I'm visiting some of the conferences and conventions across the country, and people are saying, well, I have, you know, especially folks that have retirement homes, maybe in Florida, but they've also still got a home in New York or somewhere else. And you want to keep in touch with the news that's happening back home or, you know, where you travel to. It's just a great way to stay connected through the Spectrum News app.
Terrific. Every time terrific. You come on, Peter, there's something new and exciting at Spectrum.
There's always something doing with Spectrum, always. Yeah. Something good coming.
Well, thank you, Peter and Allison.
You're
great fine. News.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz.
Yeah. So how can people find out more information other than going to our website? How can they find out more about Spectrum and later?
Before you,
oh, what's that, Chris?
Listen, we have before a caller calling in for Peter for Spectrum, all the way from Austin, Texas. Her name is Carla. She had to slow down for me because my ears wasn't picking up as fast as she was talking. Carla from Texas, Austin, Texas. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
She has a question.
Hi,
go ahead, Carla.
Calling?
You got the floor.
What's your first name from Austin, Texas? What's your first name?
Carla.
My name is Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey,
welcome
how you doing?
Aboard.
Yeah, I live in Austin, Texas.
What's your question? Do you have a question for Peter?
Or Allison?
Or Allison
yeah,
from
actually,
Spectrum?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I am a Spectrum user, and a while back I tried calling the accessibility or the regular number, trying to get accessibility options. And unfortunately, I couldn't get anybody that knew anything about it, and I just let it go. So, you know, I'm using Netflix. That's the only auto descriptive stuff that I have right now. I was wondering if there was a direct number that I can call that where I can talk to somebody on the disability department where I can get, you know, the equipment or set up with the stuff that you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Carla, for your question. Absolutely, there's a specialized support desk
that handles accessibility calls. It's the best place to call if you've got an accessibility question or you want to get accessibility services set up. I'm going to give you that number. I'll repeat it twice so that if you're taking notes, you can double check. It's 1-844-762-1301.
Say it again,
Peter.
I'll repeat that again.
Yep. It's 1-844-762-1301. And Carla, be sure to tell them that you're blind or visually impaired so that they can really assist you best. They can mark your account as somebody who has a visual impairment so that they can assist you better in the future as well. And tell them what you need. If you've got a set-top box and you want the box to be talking to you with guided narration, you want that feature turned on, they can help you figure out if you've got the right box. And if you don't, they'll send somebody to your home. They'll install a box for you for free. The other thing that I would say is, you know, if you need somebody to come out to your home to install a new product, like a new set-top box, let them know that you want to speak to or you want a supervisor-level agent to come out to your home. These are the people that have the accessibility training really works out well, and it'll give you the best experience. So ask them for a Tier 3 agent or a supervisor agent to come out to your home. And
So just a supervisor agent? Yep.
So if you're dealing with video products like your set-top box, yep, just tell them that if you need somebody to come to your home to install the product, tell them that you want guide narration and you want a supervisor-level agent to come out to your home to install it. They'll know what to do, how to turn it on, and they'll educate you about it. It'll give you a better experience. Now, if we're talking about Spectrum Access or Spectrum News apps, then you can just go to your app store on your device and download those apps and start using them. You don't need to talk to a customer service rep to get any of that set up. Your Spectrum News app will just work with your credentials, your Spectrum credentials, so your username, password, that kind of thing. And Spectrum Access, the audio description app, that's going to work for you without any credentials. You're ready to go once you've downloaded the app.
Thank you, Carla.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you,
Carla. Yeah. So I'm going to download those new ones, and I'm going to do what you advise. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for being out there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Peter and Allison. It was very informative again tonight, as always.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to having you back soon. Looking forward to having you back soon. Thank you both.
And thank you, Liz.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Peter. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay. Chris, did you have somebody on the line? Oh, wait. We're going to break and we come back.
We're
going to
go to break and we come back. We've got trivia time. We're going to go to break and come back with trivia. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll come back with trivia.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Out of ideas to stay active while at home? If so, join us at the Angel City Virtual Games, presented by The Hartford, on August 3rd night and August 24th through the 30th. We invite adaptive athletes, family and friends of all ages and ability levels to participate in virtual sports clinics, workouts, and sports challenges. Judo, archery, swimming, fitness workouts, and more will be offered for those with low vision. There will also be a resource night, the Angel City Concert Series, and plenty of other family-friendly activities. Don't miss out. For more information and to register, go to www.angelcitygames.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Glad you're still there. We're going to go right to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This was a monster song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. That's the number to call. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Oh, you don't get no spending cash. Don't scrub that kitchen floor. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggy yak.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage.
That's enough. Everybody should know that song. Who is singing that song? Everybody should know that.
Doing his chores.
Oh, yeah.
When he was a little kid.
No. When Logan was little, yeah. He played that when he was doing his chores.
Oh.
That's Uriah.
Yeah. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a monster song, big song. Okay, so we have a caller on the line trying to get a hold of me. See if he's still there. Who is that, Logan?
Hello, I'm here.
Who is his name?
I'm here.
Sonny. Sonny from South Florida. He only wants to stump me. So let's see. Okay, so I can be stumped. So what do you got for me?
Okay, you ready to play Stump the Host?
Yeah, I'm stumped already. I can tell.
Okay.
Don't forget, it's got to be before 1964, because if it's after 65, I don't know nothing about it.
Hurry up, Sonny.
Right. Okay, for 10 points, what popular doo-wop song has these words? Mr. Moon, Mr. Sun, tell her she's the only one. Guide her with your lovely light back into my arms tonight.
You know that, Mike?
Oh, my.
That's a good question.
Can I sing the Jeopardy theme song right now? Is that acceptable?
you want to call a lifeline? Go right ahead.
Okay, I don't know it. I'm going to say I don't know it. Don't know it.
All right.
What was the answer?
The answer is Trouble in Paradise by the Cress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Michael, shame on you.
I wouldn't call that doo-wop, though. That's not doo-wop. Cress.
Okay. No, all right. Now, for 10 points, what year?
I know the Crest. I know they were on co-ed records.
Which one?
They were on co-ed.
Right. That's correct.
Co-ed records.
That's correct. Now, what year was that song released, please?
The Crest?
Oh, Trouble in Paradise. What year? Do you remember?
How would you know if you didn't know the song? How would you know what year it was?
It was released.
I know. No. It's got to be in the 60s, but I don't know. I don't know what year. I'm guessing.
No. It was 59, late October 59.
No, Chris, thank you for jumping in, but the buzzer goes off, Chris. I'm sorry. It was released in May of 1960. May of 1960.
60, okay.
That long ago, please.
Okay, Michael, here's an easy one. There were four original performers. Besides Johnny Maestro, name one of the original performers of the Crest, please.
I don't know. I know Johnny Maestro and the Crest. I don't know the group. I mean, I know the group. I don't know who's in the group.
All right. Let me give you an easy one.
In the group.
All right. Let me give you an easy one. What was Johnny Maestro's given name?
Oh, no clue.
His given name was Johnny Mastro Angelo, good Italian name. Okay, we're going on to 20 points, and then we're off the air. There's a 20 for 20 points. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
Good. They were a one-hit wonder with Book of Love. Was it A?
Monotones on Argo Records. Is that fast enough? Book of Love, Monotones on Argo Records. We had the label.
What year?
Right.
What year did it come out? You remember?
Oh, it was in the 50s. That's all I know.
Right.
If I had a guess of 58, 59.
Well,
right,
you,
it was that 1958.
Show's almost over.
We had that song. That was too easy for me because Argo was on our mainline, my parents' distributorship. Now, Sid Payne, if you're listening, we had that in our distributorship. Yeah.
Wow. All right, remember these words. Well, Michael, remember these words. You're not stuck at home. You're safe at home. One word can change your attitude.
Is that a song?
No.
Okay.
That's about the COVID-19. Can I give a shout out to my friend Dan?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Hope he's listening.
Thank you. It was a shout out to my friend Dan, who also sings doo-wop in the Fort Lauderdale area. Thank both of you. Good night. Be safe. Be well.
Good night.
Be
you
safe.
Stay well.
Be well.
That was fun, Sonny. Thank
good
you.
Night,
okay.
Sweetheart.
We'll do it again.
Well, it's time to go. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Good
night.
Good night.
Sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Who's a call on the line right now? Are you calling for trivia?
Yeah, we got John Stroot on the line from Clint, Indiana. John is our first caller. John, are you there?
I'm doing fine, Chris.
From Indiana. We got a call from Indiana, Clinton, Indiana. Okay, John, you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Okay, so who was singing that song?
The Coast.
The trivia song. 100% right. The Coast is yakety yak.
Yeah.
Can you name another big song that they have? It's you're still going to win your $10 gift card from Subway. Can you name another big song they had? Because they had some big songs, Coasters.
Right offhand, I can't, but I remember that one. I can't think of any others, Michael.
One of those songs you what was the name? I'll tell you what. I'll give you a hint. When you go in and you get stuff on your hands and feet, when you get, what do you get?
A bath?
No.
I know what it is. Can I guess?
Yes, you can guess.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah, we get to go.
Yeah,
we
okay.
Got another caller.
Yeah.
John, you won $10 gift card from Subway.
We got 9 minutes left to the end of the show, so we got to pace ourselves.
Hey, I want to.
Okay, who's the other caller?
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Now, wait a minute. I did get the card from July back on Monday of last week.
Well, good for you.
Good for you. Finally got it.
Now I'm up on this one. Now.
Okay. Well, this one we didn't send out. You just won it, so we didn't send it out yet. Give us a break.
Yeah, give us a break.
Yeah, give us a break. Okay. The show's not over yet. We didn't send it out.
I got it.
Okay, thanks for calling in, John.
Fine. So have a good day down that way, and thank you much. Appreciate it.
Okay, stay well. Okay.
We better say goodnight to Liz now, because the way it's going, we won't even have time to say goodnight to her.
Who's on the line?
Let me just do my wrap-up real fast, and then we'll take that caller, okay? Believe it or not. Where is my clock here? Hold on a second, everybody. All right, we'll take the caller.
Who's on the line?
All right, let's go talk to our good friend, the one and only, all the way from Fern Park, Florida, the good friend, the honky-tonk man himself, Dave.
Hey, Big Dave! Big Dave!
Sorry about you guys. And
yeah,
now.
Dave, I'm sorry about your kitty.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's kind of been a little bit of a bummer around the house here the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, know that feeling.
Yes, you do. I know. And so, and unfortunately, anybody with a pet, it's a difficult thing. Hey, I told Chris, I've got to talk to the nice sounding young lady up in Pennsylvania before the end of the show. So,
I'm here.
well, you've done a great job and helped fill in nicely. So I've enjoyed listening to you. But I had a quick question. I wondered what the accessible voting was like up there in PA. Is it pretty decent? Do they have a decent setup that you can use in the voting booth?
Well, That's a really great question. The voting machines that are set up here, there are two different options that you can choose from depending on your exact location. But my area, in the Lehigh Valley, they chose one of the options where it's almost like a video control remote that you hold, and you can put a pair of headphones on and navigate through it. And it's really, really an incredible machine. I actually had an opportunity to try them out before they were decided on which machine would be for our area. And it's extremely simple to use and very freeing to be able to do that independently.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds similar to the one down here. I was just kind of curious what they have. So maybe the same.
The kicker deal is just making sure that the staff at the polling place knows how to, you know, work the machine. There was one of the ladies from my group actually had to wait over an hour because the machine wasn't even plugged in. They couldn't even figure out how to plug it in. So
training
the staff
thing
is, I think,
don't
one of the biggest
that
parts.
I could see that could be a problem. But
absolutely.
Yeah, actually, I had our machine crashed when I tried it out, but the guy knew what he was doing. It was just a glitch, so. We're on the way to getting closer anyway. So, anyway, good to talk to you.
You know,
I appreciate
one step
it
at a time.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, Michael, hope you're feeling a little better. Lynn, good to hear you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We're doing.
We're doing.
We'll fill you
in.
Yeah,
behave yourself.
All right. Good night, Dave. Thanks.
Good night, Dave.
Thanks,
I sure
well
will.
Well, now we're going to say good night to Liz. So while we have time to say a nice good night and not just knock you off the air.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. It's been such a joy being part of the show tonight.
And it went fast.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Your Royal Blindness.
Your Royal Blindness.
Your HRB. HRB Latuda, actually, is what everyone calls me because Latuda is a mood stabilizing medication, but who needs medication when her royal blindness is around?
Oh,
so,
and Bryce has been under your feet the whole time. Where's Bryce been?
Bryce has been hanging out with Logan.
Oh, okay.
I got one question for you. Have you been a good girl with your numbers or your diabetes?
Oh, yeah. I was telling Michael about your numbers.
Michael, you'll be very proud. Over a year ago, I was 14.9 with my A1C, which you know is outrageous.
Terrible.
The new system that I am on since February 17th, I am down to an A1C of 4.9, which is an average blood sugar of 96. So,
and you're losing
and I'm down
a lot of weight.
I didn't even know you could have a 4. I didn't know you could be that low.
And she's losing
I didn't
a
know
lot
that
of
was,
weight. She's disappearing on us.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I didn't even know it was a real number.
Okay, well,
on
we'll,
the scale
we'll
take, or this A1C, so.
We'll give you a quick good night again. I just want to do my show wrap-up.
Sure thing.
And by the way, thank you, Chris, for a wonderful show. It went very smoothly. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chris and Michael.
Yeah, so it's my turn now to say join us next week, same time, same place. And guest co-host Eugene Botke will be calling in from Clearwater, Florida. And Anthony Hodges, longtime loyal listener, will be calling in from Calgary, Canada. And we will be sharing updates from Foundation Fighting Blindness and much more. And by the way, those of you who are in the path or the potential path of tropical storms, I think Laura is now upgraded to
Telling
the hurricane.
Them, yeah.
Please, Laura and Marco, the storms that are heading towards the Gulf Coast,
yeah.
We're hoping.
They're heading for Louisiana.
Just
be safe.
Be safe, please.
Be well.
And,
be safe.
And don't forget. Please wear your mask when you go out there. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, anytime that I can be available, I'm yours. It was one of those busy nights tonight. I'm just going to let you know.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It
we actually turned
in,
people away.
It was busy in here tonight.
And I
apologize. All those folks,
yeah.
I want to apologize to all the folks we had to turn away as far as coming on the air. I'm sorry. Call in next week.
And I,
we'll try
I
to get you
we
on.
Should remind everybody that when we have a scheduled guest caller, that when they call in, those questions should be relevant to the callers. Otherwise, it's open for anybody to call when the guest callers are not on. So thank you very much, everybody.
Listen, folks, I want you to stay right there. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away.
Michael, don't move. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you,
You're
Liz.
Welcome, guys. Have
Thank
a great
you, Chris.
Time.
Have a good night. Thank you, Liz.
Love you all.
All
Stay
right.
well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, Chris.
Take us out,
good night.
Chris. Good night, everyone.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long